Welcome to As I Know It, The Violet Fog, proudly hosted on the How Do You Health Network. This podcast is all about health, wellness, beauty, mental health, and a little bit on love and business. I've been a writer and reporter for over a decade, and everything you hear is from my own framework. I aim to inspire and motivate people to learn about their own health and bioindividuality as I learn about mine. And like me, your path to healing, it's going to be very unique. There is no one-size-fits-all approach to health, at least there really shouldn't be. So how do you get there? How do you get on your own healing path? We explore that. This is not medical advice. It's simply what has worked for me. Expect stories, research, how I draw conclusions, take what works for you, leave what doesn't, but find out what it means to really be an empowered consumer and patient. Oh, and we keep it under 30 minutes because time is precious. Happy you're here. Hello, hello. Welcome to Violet Fog As I Know It podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about CBD. Now, if you want to check out any of the other shows on the How Do You Health Network, I highly recommend. They have an incredible roster. I'm so proud to be a part of it. This episode, I'm really excited about. I've been talking about CBD for a long time, specifically on stories and on video. I've mentioned it on TikTok, on Instagram. I once wrote an article on it that was 4,000 words long, and I spent an entire year on it just dissecting all of the studies out there and really making it so I just understood exactly what CBD was, what it could do. I just think CBD is like such a, it's like popular, it's trendy, you know, and there's just so much about the world of CBD and how it's marketed that like really rubs me the wrong way, because I just think there's so many blanket terms. There is so many promises in it that are not really upheld by science. And that to say, like, you know, some things just don't have a scientific study behind it yet, but it's warranted to have one eventually. I get that. But you know what I'm saying? That said, I'm also a huge believer in CBD when done right. I just think like you have to get the right CBD for yourself, the right dosage, all the stuff we're going to get into. But you know, so while I am a huge believer in it, I'm just not a fan of how it's often marketed. It's interesting. Like, I work with a CBD company now. Thank God. I mean, I would not work with them either other way, but like, I really do get free range to give my full opinion on it. And, so that's, you know, that's a good thing, because I feel like I see so many content creators talking about CBD, and you can just tell that they are like handed this talk track of things to say. And it's just, I see through the bullshit. I feel like a lot of people see through the bullshit. I just want to have a no bullshit talk on CBD, how I use it, my own experience with it, studies behind it, things that I don't like. And like, of course, I always want to hear your opinion too. So after you listen to it, please like send me a voice message of just like how you've used it, what you think. Let's talk about it. Okay, so CBD, I'm highly fascinated by it. Let's talk about first what CBD is. Now, this is how Harvard Medical School describes CBD. So they say CBD stands for cannabidiol. It's the second most prevalent of the active ingredients of cannabis. It's derived from the hemp plant. By itself, CBD does not cause a high. Now, I think that people are drawn to CBD for what it does for your endocannabinoid system. And that is a biological pathway that regulates mood, appetite, memory, pain. So personally, and I think the endocannabinoid system is so fascinating. It's something that they really haven't started. It's very new in the medical world. Like, they're just now starting to really recognize it and what it can do for the body, how bioindividual it can be. Endocannabinoid system is awesome. And like, CBD can kind of hijack that system in a very positive way. And so it's just very supportive of it. So, you know, we'll get a little bit more into that. Personally, CBD has helped me with acute anxiety. Now, notice I say acute anxiety, meaning in the moment when I'm really experiencing like high intensity anxiety. It does not really help me with anxiety overall. You know, I wouldn't say I'm a highly anxious person, but I'm an anxious person. I wouldn't say like overall I've noticed it lowering my anxiety. It's more so been like a tool for me acutely, like in that moment where I'm like, all right, I need to get this down. You know, that's when it has really helped me, and we'll get into that more. It does help me with sleep, but this is also like nuanced in how you would use CBD for sleep, just looking at the studies with it. One new thing that I haven't really looked into is CBN, which a lot of people are enjoying for sleep, but yeah, so sleep. And then also I will use it for specific inflammation, but not all inflammation. Okay. I really believe that there's certain kind of inflammations that it helps me with, and there's certain types of inflammation in which it does not help me with. But it could be different. It could be different for everyone, right? On like what type of inflammation it works for you. So the thing about CBD is it's highly unregulated. And that's just what really sucks is there's just so many companies that are just like, you know, trying to make cash fast. They're banking on the idea that a lot of people aren't going to be doing their research. And that's okay, you know, that like people aren't doing their research. Like things take time, and we should live in a utopian perfect society. We should be able to trust brands, but it's really hard to do when so many of them just aren't really taking proper measures to make sure that their product is amazing. So they are banking on the fact that a lot of people aren't doing their research. And instead of just wanting to be, you know, the good guys with a strong moral compass, they just take advantage of that. And I don't think that that's right. But, you know, in 2017, there was this study done, and it was an analysis of 84 different brands. And they found that 70% of the CBDs were mislabeled. Either it had way more CBD in it or way less CBD in it. And like, that is just not cool, because I've always been a big believer that the magic is in the dosage. And so that's just something to keep in mind. Like 70% of 84 CBD brands were mislabeled. So it's always important. You want third party tested. You want a company that's going to be proud to show you their COA, certificate of analysis, if you request it. So some studies will claim that you need 300 milligrams of CBD to really get a benefit. Now, that is a shit ton, considering that some full bottles are just 300 milligrams of CBD. I've seen all the way up to like 2,000 milligrams of CBD per bottle. So there are some studies that truly believe like you need 300 milligrams, or that's like what they used. However, there are a ton of other studies that say that it's actually not the case. You can use way less CBD than that. There's some that have shown that even as much as 10 milligrams of CBD does something. A lot of people will try just 10 milligrams of CBD and they'll like really feel it. They'll love it. So it's going to be different, truly. Like, you need to keep that in mind. How much one person needs is going to be fully different than how much you might need. There was also a study that I thought was really interesting that showed that was like all for like very pro CBD, right? Like all about the effects and just like how like there's so much promise in it and the endocannabinoid system and what it can do for you and how it's worth it trying it. But it showed that they really believed it worked on about 80% of people. That means 1 in 5 people don't really feel or benefit much from CBD. And their theory in this study, and if you go to my blog, it's one of the first articles that I have on there. I have all of these studies linked out so you can see this. But their theory was that the people that CBD didn't work that well on, their endocannabinoid system was already like golden. It was good. Like there was just like nothing that like CBD could really add to it. The people that CBD really worked for is those whose like endocannabinoid system could use a little like zhuzhing, as I like to say. So I just think that that's interesting. So 1 in 5 people, right? Like it might not really work for. So here's my dosages. But keep in mind, I use a specific kind of CBD called Nanotech CBD. And I'll tell you like the brand that I love and use at the end of it. But I do use a specific type of CBD called Nanotechnology CBD. And that is when molecularly the CBD is shrunken down from to scale the size of a basketball to a marble size. So it goes straight into the bloodstream. You end up using way, way, way less, which is super nice. I think it is just so much more effective for me. Like I have tried so many different CBDs. Like I said, I studied this stuff for a year. I literally worked on my blog article for an entire year before I felt like my opinion was very well-rounded. And to me, like, I just think nanotechnology is incredible. I just feel it way more. I use less of it, therefore I save money. And so for me, with nanotechnology, like 10 milligrams does great for me. And like, if I'm ever like super inflamed, you know, I'll take like 10 milligrams of CBD. Like, I usually like it at night or during the day. One thing sometimes I'll pair it with, if I'm just feeling general inflammation, is I will pair it with Liver Love, which is, that's a sponsor of this podcast, Liver Love by MSW Nutrition. You know, I kind of like rotate the products that I use all the time from MSW Nutrition. To me, they're like just ultimate. And one thing is, like, if you're not caring for your liver, something to help like bring down inflammation or just help it like work more properly, I like taking like a multivitamin for my liver. And that is why I take Liver Love. It has alpha lipoic acid, green tea extract, and acetylcysteine. I mean, this thing is amazing, and it's all methylated vitamins. It's incredible. I'll use it strategically. If I really feel like my liver like needs extra, I will take up to 4 capsules a day. Otherwise, I'm taking 1 to 2 a day. But it is my favorite liver multivitamin ever. If you want to try it, it's MSW Nutrition. My code is VioletFog. But back to general inflammation. So I'll take like 10 milligrams here and there for CBD stuff. But as I said, I really do feel like it only works for specific inflammation sites for me. I feel like it works like if I feel inflamed, like let's say like nauseous or nausea. I feel like it's great for that. I don't really feel like it works for inflammation of the gut necessarily for me. Like if I have a stomach ache, it doesn't really do too much for me. Headaches, I do find that I get some relief from CBD for sure. If I have a injury, or let's say like I overworked a muscle or like a joint pain, and I take something internally for CBD, it doesn't really work as well for me. However, if I use CBD topically, and it doesn't even have to be nanotech when it's topically, but if I use CBD topically for joint pain or muscle pain, it works really, really well for me. Like almost like, it's like nuts to me how well it works. It really makes sense to me why so many senior citizens with arthritis love CBD. Like they'll use it all over their hands. They think that it works so great. Like it truly, like once you try it and you see how it can work on your muscles or joints, you're like, holy shit, there really is something to this. I honestly almost feel like the topical inflammation is like the inflammation that it helps with most. And so I'll rub like this cream onto like my knees or, you know, joints or wherever I'm like feeling it. And I feel such relief. I've like banged my knee before on the edges of a table and like been like, fuck, and like in so much pain, just like, oh my gosh, I know I'm going to get the biggest bruise. I'm going to be hurting. And I'll rub it on my knee and I'll just like spend some time massaging it in like 90 seconds. I feel so much relief even just after that. Nuts. So for me, topical CBD is like hugely works. In fact, if you're thinking about like getting a present for like the grandparents in your life or the person who just like is always complaining about their knees or whatever, try CBD because like it can be really great. But of course, you want a great one. And again, at the very end, I will tell you the brand that I love. I'm just waiting until the end because like this podcast is not sponsored by them. And I really want you to know that like my opinion is very unfiltered, but I know you are going to want the recommendation. So I'll share it at the end. But yeah, so topical CBD, amazing. If I take it, if I ingest CBD, I'm usually taking about 10 milligrams, but keep in mind that is nanotech. So what I really believe that would be like is, let's say I wasn't taking nanotechnology CBD. I believe that that's about 30 milligrams of CBD, which is like, you know, pretty significant. But nanotech, I only need 10 milligrams of CBD. So let's talk about for anxiety. So I said that it helps me acutely with anxiety. And in that time, like I will take 10 milligrams of nanotech CBD. And that's really, I'm not taking CBD every single day. Okay. I really do use it strategically in moments where like I'm just highly anxious, and I'll take the CBD, and it's not that I even like feel something right away. It's more that like I'll look back 15, 30 minutes, an hour after taking it, and I notice that like my butterflies has subsided. I notice that maybe I'm not like tensing up my stomach as much. And those are like physical indicators for me that I just express whenever I'm super anxious. I have the butterflies and I tense. And I notice that CBD relaxes that for me. So then when my body relaxes, your mind takes cue like, oh, maybe it's time to relax a bit. So it does make sense to me why it works. There are studies that show that it can help acute anxiety. There's not a ton of studies that show that in general it helps for long-term anxiety. The studies that I have found shows that like it can, But the drawback is that, let's say you use it every day for anxiety, it helps you generally, but then you have a moment of intense anxiety. You typically would have to take way more than you would have to before, you know, for that acute moment. So that's just something to keep in mind. Whereas before, maybe 30 milligrams of CBD really helped you in that acute moment. If you're taking it every day and then you all of a sudden have this like big moment of anxiety, you might have to take double that. So that's just something to keep in mind. When I talk to friends in my community, especially on Instagram over the years, so like I'm a very big data collector and I like for real, if you like, that's why I'm always asking you to engage with me and tell me your opinions, because I take note of things, because I really think that we have a very interesting pool of people. Like, don't you like to compare what like other people in this community are doing? We're all alike. We're all into like certain things. We're all very honest, I feel. So I really just like love getting data from our pool of friends. And what I have found from other people who, you know, are my friend on Instagram. So 75% of you have told me that you feel an effect from CBD. About 25% say that they don't. So I feel like those are pretty good odds, but there's also like a chance you might not feel something. It's pretty close to the data of that one study that I said about 20% say that they don't feel anything versus 80% that do. So I just thought that was interesting. Another thing, another theory why CBD can work on anxiety is that CBD works with the part of the brain that is tied to the endocannabinoid system. So that's just kind of like a biological reason why it might work. So for sleep, there are studies that show it can be beneficial for sure. Some studies have concluded that the reason why CBD can help with sleep is because is actually indirect. They think that it's because it helps with anxiety, and when your anxiety is in check, then you sleep better. Some studies don't believe that it primarily helps sleep. Some studies say that it does help exactly with sleep. Also, I would look into CBN, which is a fairly newer on the market, and that is said to activate more of the endocannabinoid system that has to do with sleep. But I haven't done enough research on CBN yet to form a well-rounded opinion. There are other studies that show that you actually need a little bit of THC in that CBD, even if it's the tiniest amount, to really make a difference for sleep. Now, the CBD that I use has no THC in it whatsoever. And I have found that, and I find that it works for me because it is nanotechnology, meaning, you know, molecularly shrunk down so low that it goes right into my bloodstream. When I use CBD oil that is not nanotechnology, and I'm using it in a way to make it more bioavailable, and I'll give you those tips also towards the end, I find that the only CBD oil that works for me has to have a little bit of THC in it. The only CBD that I feel something from it that works that doesn't have THC is if it's nanotechnology. Just my experience, but, you know, wanted to share. Okay, so I see a lot of CBD companies, and this is just, I just think it's so ridiculous. They say that it can help with depression and like mood in the moment. And I just don't really see, you know, too many studies on that at all. In fact, the only studies on depression that I could find that dealt with CBD were done on rats. Now, keep in mind, I might have missed one. There might be a human study out there that's done on CBD and depression, but like I have not seen it. I don't think that there's like a super strong case for it. I don't mind studies done on rats and mice. I think that there are a lot of like valuable things. But when it comes to mood, I just feel like the mood of a person, the mood of a rat, mood studies done on rats, like just doesn't do it for me as much. Anxiety, maybe. Energy, maybe. You know, increasing specific parts of the brain, like maybe, but like mood, I just don't think it correlates all that well. But, you know, there's studies done on rats and depression, and they say that it can help, but I will say, like, I have been an user of CBD and I still will have depressive episodes here and there. Definitely when my gut was a wreck, like, that's a very, very different time. Now my gut is very clean. You know, I don't have, like, you know, neurotransmitter problems because I've cleaned up my gut. So now whenever I do get depressed, it's situational and not really biological. And I will say that CBD just doesn't really do much for me in terms of depression. thankfully, I really don't have that many depressive episodes anymore. I really just think, you know, thank God I cleared up my gut and that helped it so, so much. But yeah, I love CBD for anxiety. I love it for help with sleep. Personally, for me, it does help me with sleep. I love it for inflammation. I do use it strategically. I'm not an everyday user. I'm so glad to have it in my back pocket. It does not help me with depression. Okay. You know, for pain again, like I don't think I made the biological connection, but the studies kind of conclude that the endocannabinoid system is tied to inflammation, and therefore that is why CBD and THC can help with pain. However, there are studies that show that have concluded that they believe that you really do need a little bit of THC in that CBD to help with pain. Again, I would love to see some studies now done on nanotechnology CBD because it goes straight into the bloodstream, and I have found that it has helped me with pain without the THC. If I'm using CBD oil that is not nanotechnology, I would need a little bit of THC to really feel something. So that is just my experience. So here are some tips for CBD. Especially if you're not using a nanotechnology kind, keep in mind CBD loves fat. So take it with, like, you know, MCT oil, ghee, something like that. CBD loves fat. It makes it way more bioavailable. That's why I hate when I see like brands like throwing in CBD into these like drinks or something else that like doesn't have any fat in them, unless you just had like a fatty meal. It just doesn't really make sense to me. I don't think it would be that bioavailable. I think also, if you're using an oil, it's best to put it under the tongue. Oftentimes, it goes into the bloodstream quicker. It's, you know, sublingual is always a good thing. Or, I mean, not always a good thing, but I think when it comes to CBD, it can enhance the experience. I think like a few drops put into a drink, especially that often equates to maybe like 5-10 milligrams, I don't think it's going to do too much. I just think a lot of thought and intention needs to be put behind anything that we put into our bodies, right? And I just think that like sometimes it's just like, you know, this super trendy thing to do, not much thought behind it. And I just, you know, I don't like that. I like the mind-body connection. I like education, intention, thought behind it. So some fat, of course. I think that I'm like not a really big fan of CBD gummies because it's just often paired with so much sugar, and sugar can be inflammation triggering. And I just think like, you know, CBD can be such a beautiful thing. And I just feel like it negates a lot of the benefits when you pair it with like high fructose corn sugar and dyes and things like that. And it's just, you know, it's just counterintuitive to me to eat it as a gummy, but that's just my experience. I know there are some people who are like, no, I love my CBD gummies. I do so well with them. And there are some companies that are doing gummies like very well. Like they're using more gelatin. You know, they're not using dye. They're using food as like certain foods as their coloring, yada, yada, yada. But still, like, you know, I feel like I'm kind of a CBD connoisseur at this point. And for me to really like a CBD, like, I just have so many boxes that it needs to check. Another thing to keep in mind, and I'm not going to go in depth with this, but CBD isolates are usually not as good as full spectrum. And then also, there are some studies and some brands and people who believe that CBD starts to work better when it's built up in your system. So that's something to really consider, right? Because there are some people who say that they kind of feel CBD right away, and there's some people who feel like they don't. But then they use it for like a month, and they look back and they're like, you know what? Like my anxiety started to get better. Maybe I'm sleeping better. You know, on and on. So that's to keep in mind. Again, then there are the people who have tried it for an entire month and feel nothing. And I just think it's, you got to go into everything with like realistic expectations. I think it's a really good bet trying it, especially if you try like a brand that you really trust, but it's not a surefire thing. Nothing is a surefire thing. Water is a surefire thing. Air is a surefire thing. But like, you know, let's be realist, people. Like, don't buy just any promise that is given to you. But yeah, I think using a very specific targeted way with intention, doing your research, CBD can be miraculous. I am so happy that I have it in my back pocket. So the brand that I like is, I use Beam, and I've used them for a really long time. I think that they are, so nanotechnology, there's only one way that I like it done. So there's like a kind of an unclean way for nanotechnology to, you know, be what it is. The process can be a bit unclean. If it's done through sonification, and that is through sound, it is extremely clean. And that is how Beam makes their nanotechnology CBD. And I just think that their CBD is the best. I just think nanotech is amazing. Again, I have not yet really tried CBN, which I know other brands do, but I think that Beam's nanotech is just incredible. If you want to try theirs, my code is VioletFog for the Beam CBD. I use their Clarity powder sometimes if I'm going to use CBD during the day, or their Revive, Clarity Revive. To be honest, I feel almost the exact same things from both of them, Clarity and Revive. They both, like, Revive has like turmeric and some more like inflammation healing properties. Clarity has some more brain boosting properties. That said, I feel about the same with both of them, but those would be my daytime ones. At night, they have something called Dream. So if I'm using it at night, I do really like their Dream. However, it does have melatonin in it. Some people are you know, a bit like apprehensive about it. Some people do well with it. I do very well with it. Again, I don't use it every night unless I am sleep training and I'm trying to get myself to fall asleep an hour earlier. I just sometimes need a little bit of help with forming that habit in the beginning. But I love it for sleep insurance, for nights where I'm like, I need a guaranteed 8 hours and I'm feeling like I'm not going to fall asleep, or I'm feeling like my sleep's going to be a little rough. I will take a Dream, again, by Beam. And then I love their Fixer Balm. And my family loves their Fixer Balm. My dad's like a huge fan of using it on his thumb. I'm a huge fan of using it on my thumb because God knows I spend way too much time on my phone and sometimes my thumb gets sore. It's so embarrassing to admit, but it is the truth. So I will use CBD on that and I think that it's great. So their Fixer Balm is amazing. So if you want to try Beam CBD, my code is VioletFog. But again, this episode's not sponsored by them or anything, but I really do love them. So those are my thoughts on CBD. I hope that that helped. I hope that that helped you maybe draw some more conclusions on what you think of CBD. If you want to try it, it's just such an investment. So I just think like it's so worth it to have this conversation around it. But I think it can be amazing for a lot of people. I don't think it's for everyone. I think it's only for specific uses. But that is my experience. Now, if you want to hear my thoughts on THC, marijuana, cannabis, that's going to be in the bonus episode. So that is a subscription model on Apple. If you want to join that will be up very soon. We're going to have bonus episodes every single week. If you want access to that, you can sign up through the subscription model. It'll be up soon. But this week's episode will be on THC. And I'll tell you my stories around that, how long I've used it, if I still use it or don't. You don't know yet. Wink, wink. Actually, maybe you do because I think I mentioned that in another episode before. But just like some studies around it, my thought process, the highs, the lows, pros, cons about THC. So that'll be in the bonus episode. Thank you so much for listening. Now you have to DM me and let me know what you think of CBD so I can keep adding to my data pool. Love you so much. Thanks for being a bestie. I'll see you next week.